Rabbosai, tonight we're learning a very, very historic, distinct sermon, Rabbosai. I would even argue that if I were to be asked to do a summary of the 10 greatest misconceptions in the halacha, this would probably fit in the top 10. I would argue. This is the top 10 of the misconceptions, misunderstandings, and common mistakes. This would probably be on the list.
Giraffe's neck is number one.
Yeah. But this is more frequent. I don't know what you had for lunch, but I doubt you had a giraffe's neck. So Abu Yisrael, what is Kedas Malas Betzishanif Sukuba Tzitzishanim? What are you meant to do with an old talus? What are you meant to do with old tzitzis? What are you meant to do, in fact, with an old, we're going to be discussing here, what are you meant to do with a shofar which doesn't do his job anymore? What are you meant to do with an old, what are you meant to do with, is it the same than Seamus? Is it not the same than Seamus? What are you meant to do with Seamus? This is all discussed over here. Let's get this clear, Abu Yisrael. Okay, page 16, the Dish editions of the Mishnah. If you've got strings of tzitzis which are detached, you may put them in the bin. There you go. Tzitzis go in the. Well, do they go in the bin? We'll see soon. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You can actually just put it in the bin. Why? The words of Shulchan Aruch are, I can't say highly misleading. But they need a bit of explanation. What it says is shei mitzvah she'ein begufo kedusha, because it had in itself no kedusha. What does that mean? There is no kedusha. So here is the answer. What it means is that there is a distinction between, in the poskim it's brought down, there is a distinction between kedusha and mitzvah. So the way to differentiate kedusha means anything which what we would normally generally put in Seamus, such as Svarim. So in other words, when you've got psukim in the Torah, they must go, they've got kedusha, a pasuk, a full pasuk in the Torah. If you don't want it anymore, you put it in Seamus. It's got kedusha, because the pasuk creates a kedusha in those words, and in that paper is kedusha now, which requires it to be deposited in Seamus. In fact, wherever there's Hashem's name, there's kedusha. Even if there's no full pasuk, because either it can be Shem Hashem in its own right, or a full pasuk. Now there is, of course, wide discussion in the poskim. What do you do if it's Divrei Torah? What if it's different languages? What if it's printed? What if it's wide discussion? But this is all a discussion within the theme, within the topic of kedusha. Okay, and that's what we put in Seamus. But it's only going to be if you've got a Shem Hashem there, or at least a pasuk or something on those lines. This is unlike what is a mitzvah object. A mitzvah object may also be very kodosh, and it's certainly very heilig, and it's certainly got kedusha in it. However, it's a different category. It's a category of object of mitzvah, not kedusha. Kedusha must go in Seamus, in Gnizo, because of its kedusha. An object which used for mitzvahs does not require, says Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have to be put in Seamus. In fact, in essence, it can be put in the bin. So that's why Shulchan Aruch means you can put Yochel Ezak on the Ashpa, you can put the tzitzis in the Ashpa, mipnei shei mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah, she'ein begufo kedusha, because it doesn't have kedusha in itself. So this is in terms of what it means to a mitzvah. So therefore, Mishabu puts in straight away, and that's where there's sometimes misconception. One second, let me just finish off the Mishabu. Yes, you've got an alef chute tzitzis. Vuadin lechol tashmishe mitzvah. Same applies with any mitzvah object, kagoin, such as sukkah. A sukkah that you don't want anymore? Okay, what do you do with it? You don't put it in Seamus. Don't put the sukkah in Seamus. You can put it in a bin. Velulav, similar lulav, you can't really put the lulav in a bin. We're going to further details in a minute, but at this stage, v'shoifa, shoif also, you don't put shoifa in Seamus. V'chol chaygavan, things la'acha shen is batlu, since it's now, it's not, it's bottle already. V'enam oimdim le'mitzvos, and it's not oimed anymore, it's not needed anymore, required anymore for the mitzvah. Yeah, Stephen, what do you want to ask?
I was told, maybe this is wrong, if you're putting, like, tzitzis, the strings detached, that I've got some at the moment, I was told You should put it in a black bag first.
And good. Very good. So where does that come from? To put the tzitzit in a black bag. Says the Ramo, I'm continuing Shulchan Aruch. So I will call Zman Shem Kvuim Betales, but as long as the tzitzis are attached still to the baguette, tzitzis are still attached. Also, the shtamish b'em, you cannot use them. Kegoin, such as likshoy b'em shum dovach yotze. Don't use your tzitzis string to hang on to it something disrespectful. Mishum b'zeh mitzvah, because it's a bizui mitzvah. So here it is. There's an element that don't be mevazit the mitzvah. Certainly when it's still attached, when the tzitzis are still on. So if you feel it's really convenient, you know, I've got these things anyway, so I might as well attach my wallet to it. What a good idea. You know, people are against pickpocketing. You know, you tie on the tzitzis to the wallet and then avoid any pickpocketing. You'll straight away feel the pull. So that would be a bizui mitzvah. You cannot attach anything which is disrespectful to the tzitzis. But furthermore, this goes even after you finish using it. V'yesh oimim, says the Ramah, the af le'ach shenifsuku, even if they are detached and you're not using anymore as a mitzvah, nevertheless, ein linoik be'eminek bizoin, do not do anything disrespectful for the tzitzis, lezoikon, to chuck them, b'mokim megun, in a disrespectful place, such as what? Don't put it in a disrespectful place, such as? In the bin. Elo, only she'en and tzirignizah, all we are saying, says Rima, you don't need to put it in Seamus, you don't need to put it in gnizah, but it's a long way from not putting it in the gnizda, you put it in the bin. Bin is disrespectful. Don't put it in a disrespectful place. V'yesh medaktikin, and some say, legoinzon, some say, no, it is right still to put it in gnizda. It is right, it is proper. V'machmir medaktik mitzvahs, tovaloi brocha. And the ones who are very stringent and very medaktik mitzvahs, it's good, tovaloi brocha. It's good, nice to put it in Seamus. So here we go. Rabbi said, just to get it clear, because it's really important. So we have learned there's a distinction between mitzvah objects and kedusha and kedusha. Kedusha are psukim. A pasuk goes in Seamus. A Shem Hashem goes in Seamus. That's where it belongs. Mitzvah objects do not go. The halacha with regards to mitzvah object is that you're not allowed to be disrespectful to it. Don't put them in mokum maguna. So that means it's a bizui mitzvah, and that would be also. So that is even true even after you finished using them. The Ramah says there is a diktuk mitzvah, the metaktikim be mitzvahs, they will put it in Seamus if it's possible at all.
Stavka
by tzitzis? Yes, stavka by tzitzis. Yeah, now says the Mishnah Berurah, and I want to see the Mishnah Berurah v'Yosef Cotton, Seif Cotton, Zion. Mishnah Berurah says, Seif Cotton Zion, Lezoikon Roy Tzaleima, Biyadaim, also Lezoikon Ashpo. When we say, don't put in the bin, it means with your own hands directly. Ach! But if it somehow ended up in the bin indirectly, not by your direct act, there's no problem. Rabbi, so what does that mean? We're learning now that if you don't actively put it in the bin, but it ends up in the bin, it's okay. So what does that mean? So think about your tzitzis, worn out tzitzis. What does that mean?
You put it in the black bag then, like I said before.
Yeah, perhaps the black bag would qualify. I know in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't want to put it in Seamus for whatever reason, and you want to and don't want to put it directly in the bin, you could put it next to the bin, where it's enough. In Eretz Yisrael, that's what, you put it next to the bin, where hopefully the person, the guy who is going to put it in the rubbish collection, he is going to have enough seichel to put it in the bin. So you don't actually put it in the bin, you put it next to the bin, but you're assuming that the one who's going to collect it, he's going to put it in the bin. That would be called an indirect action. You didn't put it in the bin. Similarly also, what Stephen mentions, you could argue that if you don't put it directly in the bin, you double wrap it, and then you put it in the bin, that may be also considered that you didn't put it in a mokum, it's not bizoyen.
Like bread.
Perhaps, yeah. So Mishnah Berurah adds in Seif Cotton Chesav, a famous Maharil, which is brought down in the Gemara elsewhere. Le Goinzon, because the Maharil, Dianiach Hatzitzis Besoy Chaseif Le Simen. He says that it is true. Tzitzis, if you want to be extra With extra yirashmaim, you can put tzitzis in the shemus. Alternatively, what you can do is you put tzitzis in the sefer. Now, what I heard, what is he talking about, is
like a bookmark.
Yeah. So well, exactly, he says because of maril yaniach tzitzis b'soich sefer lesimen. Why? Oilasvim shu mitzvah to do any other mitzvah with that one tzitzis. The hoil veis avid bo mitzvah chada. Since you did one mitzvah with this. You did one mitzvah with its tzitzis. Yis avid buachit. You can do another mitzvah with its tzitzis.
So what mitzvah are you doing?
So what I think what the Mishnah is referring to, I heard Mishnah is referring to that in olden days. I don't know if you ever seen the antiques for him. Have you ever seen antiques for him? Anybody into antiques, Abayi Sai? Anybody in antiques? Nobody buys antiques. You know, there's antique. I don't know if you saw this antique. You know, the antiques for him going for 20,000, 30,000 pounds, you know. Yeah, he didn't buy it. He didn't buy it, no. So if you want to buy, so the antiques for him, as you probably seen, they're very, very thick, and the pages are much thicker than our contemporary sperm. The pages are much, much thicker. And the sefer itself is much thicker. So I think what it's referring to, is, that as a bookmark, what they used to do is used to take old tzitzis. I don't mean a schut, one string. The old tzitzis, and that was the bookmark. Not torn off strings, but the whole thing would be a bookmark. And if you picture yourself this big fat svarim, that makes a lot of sense. The way people use it nowadays, if you go into a besmetrish in shiva or in besmetrish and you open up a gemara, often you'll see chutim of tzitzis there. So that's where it comes from as well. I don't know if that's mamash what it means, but you'll see people have torn tzitzis instead of putting in shemus, and instead of putting in the, they're going to put torn tzitzis, they're going to put it in the sefer. Does that meet the criteria? Is that
what mitzvah are you doing?
Exactly.
So you burn with chometz, like the lulav.
What's that?
You burn your tzitzis like your lulav with the chometz.
Is that
saving time? So
what are you? What's your thought process? What are you saying? It's a mitzvah.
Yeah. So you start with burning.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen anybody doing it. I hear what you're saying.
Could you put it in a book which you're putting into Seamus? You put it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But if you're going to put it in Seamus, you don't have to put it in a sefer to put it in Seamus. You can just put it in Seamus directly. When you look in it, I feel that it defeats the purpose. I don't see why people do that. It is still very common that people put, because what the Mishnah says, why did people put tzitzis in the sefer? What was the purpose of that? Yeah, as a bookmark. Bookmark, that is a mitzvah. You're up to daf ein gimel. Tomorrow you're going to be up to ein dalet. You want to use a bookmark. Well, there is a purpose in that, and that seems to be a mitzvah as well. So if you're using the tzitzis, now you used it, you can't use it anymore as a tzitzis. Now you can use it for another mitzvah, which is a mitzvah of bookmark mitzvah. But if you're just taking a torn tzitzis and you're putting it in a sefer, don't see the point of it. Put it in the shemus. Wrap it up, put it in the bin, whatever.
Recycling. Same as rubbish.
I don't see it. I've heard people speaking about it. I remember once having a conversation with Yaakov Haim about it, but I feel that the recycling bin is awesome bizarre. I don't see the difference. I didn't think it was that. I just think that ultimately it's a bin, right? No, it's a bin. It's a bin. It may not smell as bad as the other, it may not be as soiled as the other, but it is a bin. So I wouldn't know why it would be qualifying as I don't know. But I think that other people have a different opinion on that. Now,
can I ask?
Yeah.
Is it allowed to burn tzitzit?
Yeah. So I don't. I was just asked before. I don't see. I wouldn't know why this would be a problem. I've been here. I'll check it out. But I don't think it's a problem.
They do that with a lulav, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Would it be a chometz? That's exactly where it comes from. People take the lulav. Absolutely. Yeah, since you did one mitzvah with the dalet minim, now you're going to do another mitzvah with it. Some people have the minhag of using lulav as a schach. Very nice as well. Because you did it for one mitzvah, you're going to use it the next year for another mitzvah. It's a dry lulav, but still, it serves a mitzvah now. Yeah.
So the garments, you can just put in the bin. The garments, you can just put in the bin.
Very good. Good point. I forgot to mention that. Absolutely. When we speak about the tzitzis, we are actually referring to the chutin. So what about, can you, could you, Siv Beis addresses that. Let's just hold on for Siv Beis to address your question. Let's look at it now. Talisa shel mitzvah shebolu. If you've got talis shel mitzvah, shebolu, which is used, odom boid la'atzma mehem, ve'einoi mutter lekanach atzma mehem. You cannot clean yourself with a with a tzitzis garment, and you're not allowed to designate it, use it for a disrespectful purpose. Elo only zoikon, chuck it away, them call him, and they disintegrate. So what we're learning over here is about the difference between the beged, the actual tzitzis. So that's addressing your point. What about the actual beged? The beged. What's the halacha of the beged? So the tzitzis we learn now is in the category of mitzvah object. And the tzitzis we learn now, you're not allowed to do any disrespectful activity with it. Alright, that's with the actual tzitzis. What about the beged? The garment. What's the halacha of the garment?
Bin it.
You can bin it?
Respectfully.
Bin it respectfully.
It was only there to facilitate the so once you've taken the tzitzis off...
Absolutely, very good. So the answer is, the beged, once you have detached the tzitzis from it, it's got absolutely nothing to it. Absolutely nothing to it. And you can literally bin it. You don't have to bin it respectfully. Even you can bin it, there's nothing to it. The exception to the rule is... A talus, because it's so closely linked to the... to the tzitzis, it's got slightly greater kedusha. Remember, really, what tzitzis is all about is if we have got a four corner garment, you attach tzitzis to it, and very good. So the garment is just a way of fulfilling the mitzvah. The garment is just a chtimtza for the tzitzis, but not somebody comes to a talus. Talus itself has got element of kedusha in it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll get more details shortly about that. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Lekanechot, Mishnah Berurah says, yes, I've got new base. I'm a guna, disrespectful with regards to the garment. Avolish enem a guna, sorry, but anything which is not particularly disrespectful had to do with the garment. Over oit, hatzat tzitzis olav. As long as the tzitzis are still attached and connected. Im reshal eshtamish batalis etash mishay enem a guna. Are you allowed to use the tzitzis, the talis cotton, for cleaning your glasses? Are you allowed to? The tzitzis. Are you allowed to use the tzitzis for cleaning your glasses? Yeah, so he says, that's permitted. He says, The tzitzis itself, if you want to do something disrespectful with actual tzitzis, that would be a problem. But the garment, which is attached to the tzitzis, is not a problem. You could do that. It's not considered a problem because you're talking about a beged. The beged itself has got no kedusha. However, because the talis shel tefila miyuchad lekach chomir atalis kumay tzitzis. When it comes to the talis is the item of kedusha, and that has got the same kedusha than tzitzis. But talis kodem pshita l'shor lechol tashmen mekodem because of the tzitzis, that would be okay. I feel about a tzitzis olav, even if once the tzitzis are still attached. The olav ushetidu, it's a regular garment. V'reshai lishkov v'belali, you have to sleep with it, etc. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening. So we discussed, Rabbi said, there's two categories. Category of kedusha. What's the category of kedusha? Halacha of Kadosh Kedusha, Kedusha, Sforim, Psukim, Shemus, Mezuzas, etc. These got to go to Shemus. No question about it. Now, when it comes to mitzvah, objects of mitzvah, the halacha is really in essence. You can put them in there. You can put them in there. You can put it in there, yeah. Now, you can you can't do something particularly disrespectful to it, but you can't put disrespectful with it, but you don't have to put it in Sheamus. The Armachmirim will put it in Sheamus. And Tova Olav Bracha, it's a right thing to do. Now, in terms of Talis Yishal Mitzvah, we learned a Talis. The Talis itself has got no Kedusha. It's a Talis, it has got Kedusha, but a Talis cotton has got no Kedusha. So you can do anything you want with it, as long as you can do whatever. The Talis cotton has got no Kedusha. With regards to the Talis Godoil, that has got some element of Kedusha, and one has to make sure not to do anything particularly disrespectful for it. But there is one question which I saw the Mefarshim speak about, and that is the... why is there the amount of
turns?
Yeah, the amount of turns. What is that?
The
turns by the tzitzis. How many times you go around? What does that represent?
39.
Which represents what?
Or 40.
Yeah, that's right. So it represents what? The knots, Hashem Echad, right? So there's got a meaning to the amount of the. So I saw the Mefarshim asking, if you've got the amount of. That itself is a symbol for Yud Kevav K. That is a remembrance of Hashem's name, and that's really ultimately what it is meant to create and develop from it's a remembrance of Hashem, and that's all through the amount of going rounds that we have. So you could ask, what? Based on what we discussed now?
It's Kedusha.
It's got. Why? It's got the name of Hashem. Very nice question. It's got the name of Hashem. What's your Taina?
Because someone's got a Gamash. If I have a right number 26, I can't throw
it in. Right, okay, yeah. No, but it's not the. This is Mamash representing that. Yeah. Okay, Lamanis, you're right. I saw the Mefarshim asking that. No, it's Kelim ask that Lichoy has got Yud Kevav K on the tzitzis, so perhaps it's got Kedusha in it. Because of Yud Kevav. But the answer is no, of course, as Rav Feingold points out, this is just a remes. It's indirect, and it's just meant to cause a. Yeah, but it's different because it's the amount. It's almost like if you've got the amounts of it, it's enough to. I'll tell you why the question is a good question. Because the tefillin, with regards to tefillin, what do we say? Tefillin has got tefillin shel Rosh, it's got also the oisis of Hashem, Shakai, and there we say what? The tzuas, exactly. The tzuas has got kedusha like a pasuk. It's got Hashem's name on it. Over there also, it's just a remes, right? It looks like a dalet, it looks like a yud, it looks like a shit. It's not really. So there, you've got to put it in Sheamus. That's who it's going in Sheamus. Chalil, you can't put it in a ben. So.
Why?
Not because Allah Hashem, because it's got the Oisid Hashem in it. That's why. So therefore, you could argue perhaps it's the same remes to that. But of course, you're right. The Lamai said this is directly the Oisias, and that's just representing the Oisias in the name of Hashem. Therefore, it's different. But it's definitely an interesting thought. Okay, Rabbi Sanders, for this evening, we'll continue the discussion tomorrow. But Ezra Hashem is for Hashem.